and abusers. He chose these nobodies to expose the hollow presentations of the somebodies. So if you feel like a nobody tonight, God is interested in you. That makes it quite clear that none of us can get by blowing our own trumpet or our own horn before God. Everything that we have, right thinking, right living, a clean state, a fresh start, comes from God by the way of Jesus Christ. A carpenter, a teenage girl, a child with no bright lights, no media releases, no spin doctors, lived, loved, and spoke a message that has and continues to change the world. A message that can be summed up in the words that Jesus spoke when he was asked, "What is the most important thing?" A guy comes up to Jesus and he says, "Jesus, what is the main thing? You've been going around, you've been teaching, you've been talking, but he was like an Aussie. Just get to the guts here. Just give me it in plain English, and I want to know what the most important thing is." And Jesus said this. He said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And then he said, "A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." Has anybody heard of a paper tiger? Anyone know what a paper tiger is? Another one of those mysteries, I'll tell you. The term paper tiger is a literal English translation of an ancient Chinese phrase meaning something that seems as threatening as a tiger but is really harmless. Or another definition says, one that is seemingly dangerous and powerful but is in fact timid and weak. They are paper tigers, weak and indecisive. And yet another definition says, a person who appears to have power, but in reality is ineffectual. See, the exact opposite was true in the way that Jesus Christ came to planet Earth. Somebody that actually came in what the world would consider weak, what the world would consider not very much at all, what the world would consider maybe born on the wrong side of the fence, a boy that wasn't even born, wasn't even delivered in a proper way, that was actually born in a shed, that was born to a teenage mum who conceived him before she was married. He didn't have all the things going for him that our culture often says is so important. But this child lived and loved and changed the world. You see, the perceived weakness and the humility of Jesus is his incredible strength. The success can be found in following his way. True beauty and character can be showed to us in the true power is found in the power of his love. Jesus said this message. He said, "I've come to bring a message of good news to the poor, to announce a pardon to prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act." Maybe in 2010, we can reach out to the poor. Maybe in 2010, we can set some people free. Forgiveness is an incredibly freeing act. It not only frees you, but it frees the person that you're holding that against. Or maybe you can show somebody the way. Maybe you can find somebody that is lost and actually show them the way home. Maybe you can show them the way to go. Or maybe you can lighten somebody's load. Maybe you can actually release the burden from somebody else. It's the power of that message that keeps Christmas alive and exciting, mysterious, but always relevant. If tonight you would like to know just a little bit more about Jesus, if you would like to know a little bit more about somebody that I see as much more than a than a baby that we portrayed in pictures with people standing around with halos around their head and gold blankets. But somebody who I know is very much alive and is very much part of my life and is very much the reason that I stand here before you tonight and do what I do. Because Jesus changed my life. Jesus changed the way that I think. Jesus changed the way that I live. Jesus changed the way that I act. And Jesus has changed my future. If you would like to know a little bit more about why some of us have that sort of understanding and that sort of perception of Jesus, please come and talk to myself or ask one of our ushers at the end of the service to point you to somebody that can tell you a little bit more about our friend Jesus. I'm going to hand back over to the team now and we're going to sing some more carols. So why don't you guys stand up and why don't we continue to enjoy this night?